connect any further dots between Hanukkah being observed by Jewish people and Christmas, as will soon be observed by Christians worldwide. Make any further connections you need to at this point on that, if you could.
Sam, normally Hanukkah and Christmas are happening at the exact same time, but because of the Jewish year only having 360 days, it varies in the time when it's going to be observed on the Jewish calendar by the Jewish people. Now, it was Kislev 25, 168, December the 25th, 168 B.C., when it began, and 3 years to the day later, Kislev 25, December the 25th, 165 B.C., when it was concluded, and the beginning of Hanukkah, as the Maccabees went into the temple to reconsecrate the temple, light the menorah. Let me just drop back, though, to the New Testament. That's the Old Testament. That's Book of Daniel, actually, foretelling what Hanukkah would be all about. That would be Daniel chapter 11, verses 21 through 35. That would be a great passage to study as it relates to Hanukkah, a prophecy that would take place, prophesied by Daniel, 360 years before the fact of Hanukkah. But when you go back to Luke chapter 1, you're going to find out what month of the year Jesus Christ was born in, and then when we go back to Hanukkah, what day of that month. Many people are so concerned about when Christmas really took place. Most preachers, you'll hear them in the pulpits on the dime around Christmas, say it wasn't December. It's too cold for those little shepherd boys to be out there in the shepherd's fields in Bethlehem watching their sheep. Now listen, Sam just said I've been for over 25 years living in Jerusalem. We lived at the area where from my apartment, I could see the shepherd's field. And also on the other side of the apartment, I could see the Mount of Olives, the first coming of Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ in view from my apartment. When you go back to Luke, chapter 1 and 2 of Matthew, chapters 1 and 2 of Luke are the details behind the Christmas story itself, 168 verses of excitement to understand truly how the Christmas, the first one, did take place. In verse 5 of Luke chapter 1, it talks about a priest that would serve in the temple. His name was Zacharias. He was married to Elizabeth. They were both of the tribe of Levi. That was their family. And it says in verse 5 that Zacharias had a responsibility to do his priestly duties at the temple. They didn't work all 360 days of the Jewish year. They would work on the high holy days and then special days. And he would serve, it tells us in First Chronicles, and that's chapter 24, when King David said in play the management of the priests, 28,000 of them, not going to work every day, so you'll work a two-day period, King David laid it out. And it says here in verse 5 of Luke chapter 1, in the course of Abia. Now, you could go back and find Abia. You could go and find additional scholarship that tells us that would have been the last week of July, the first week of August. And as you continue to read the narrative here in Luke chapter 1, you see that after he served his duties, he had some administration to take care of in addition to his priestly duties. That would last probably about 3 weeks, 21 days. So ultimately, if he served the last week of July, first week of August, he would get back to Encarum, where he lived with Elizabeth, on the 1st of September. Remember, Gabriel, the archangel, had showed up and said to Zacharias, who was old in age, they had no children, and the angel Gabriel, the archangel, said, you're going to have a child, I want you to name him John. Well, you know, Zacharias wasn't so sure about that. And then, of course, the Gabriel made him dumb. Not dumb, stupid, but dumb can't talk. Anyway, he goes home. He impregnates his wife in September. Now, think with me just a moment. When you go to verse 27, it says, a virgin living in Nazareth would be approached by the angel Gabriel in the sixth month of whose activity? That would be Elizabeth's pregnancy. So if she's impregnated September, October, November, December, January, February, March, that's the sixth month. And then the angel Gabriel shows up to Mary. That will be the time that you're going to see the Holy Spirit who would impregnate Mary to bring forth the Messiah. That was in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and in the ninth month, December. So he was in the fields in December, where he was born. And by the way, those weren't little shepherd's boys out in those fields. Those were all priests, every one of them, 30 years of age. The reason was, you remember the shepherd's fields, or maybe you didn't know this, is only 3.5 miles from the temple. All the sheep that were raised in the shepherd's field were destined to go to the temple to be sacrificial lambs. You see, the shepherd's fields were the holding pen for the sacrificial lambs. Oh, by the way, drop that S on lambs, and you'll see it was the holding pen for the sacrificial lamb in December, some 2,000 years ago. And the 25th comes from Hanukkah, the Feast of Lights, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. The early church decided December the 25th. December's absolute. I believe as you study Hanukkah and realize the significance of the 25th day of December, you see it was December the 25th that our Messiah, Jesus Christ, was born 2,000 years ago.